Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:03 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776, anything that we've talked about. I sent you some pictures. I got to tell
you. Not like that, guys.
No.
They weren't.
No.
Picks.
I sent you some pictures of the Mardi Gras ball I was at.
I just want people to not think they were some kind of like, I sent you pics. I'm like, not like that.
And I don't know. The first thing that I thought of, it's really weird. These Mardi Gras crews, you know, they all dress up. Usually it's a mask, right? There's a mask. All of them have to wear a mask. That's the deal. Yeah, and these things that
not on
masks are
maybe
no,
balls,
no, no, no,
but not
in the ball,
parade.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, the parade, a lot of masks.
No. Or not that I've been to, haven't.
No. But if you're in the crew,
now ball,
you
maybe.
Dress up. Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
If you're in the crew, you dress up. A lot of masks. There's a lot of robes and masks and pointy hats.
Pointy hats.
Yeah. Only they weren't all white. They were gold. And it was just a little uncomfortable.
I'll be honest.
Deep South, let's not forget.
Not Washington.
No, this was this is all Louisiana. It was all Louisiana up there. The whole thing was a Louisiana.
Well,
deal.
Why are they trying to pretend like they're Mardi Gras in Washington, D.C.? Why are they doing I don't understand that.
Because of the Congress people. It's 70 years they've been doing this. From Louisiana, they have.
70 years in Washington, D.C.
Doing this? 73 years, yeah. They started it with the Washington congressmen and senators, and they said, well, because I think they start session tomorrow, or they start session today, and so they can't be here for Mardi Gras. So they have it up there.
And who pays for that? For all of those bands
to
come in.
The crew did. So they brought up this. Who paid for it?
Yeah.
The tickets. You know what the tickets were for this thing? Holy crap. I don't know. My wife paid for them. So, but it was expensive. So they had the Southern Band, they had the Grambling Band, and they had the LSU Band all up there playing at this thing. It was pretty cool. That was pretty cool, actually. But, and they also, oh, by the way, here's how they do it. There was the queen and the king.
Yeah.
And there were 50 or 60 princesses. Not all of them looked like princesses, per se.
Ugly. For you. No, not the, I'm talking John.
No, that's what you said.
No, ugly as in, that's ugly that you're sitting here in judgment.
I'm not judging. All I'm saying is. Daddy bought them into the princess deal.
That happens
okay,
sometimes
that
too,
happens.
Yeah.
Listen, how you can bring all them bands in and have all them all them Mardi Gras decorations and everything else? It's just not going to happen unless you raise a lot of money. You know, my daughter wants to be a princess. Okay, this is what it'll cost
so,
you, sir.
But I will say the pictures looked very much like a scary Illuminati. Eyes wide shut, creepy party that you like.
Really, it was all that. It was all that.
The
was,
pictures look very creepy and scary.
Yeah.
Because it's not in Louisiana. Like, you know, you're used to when it's in, well, even though, but those outfits still would have been scary.
No, listen. I'm telling you, if those outfits were white, you would think you were at,
ooh, yikes.
You were at a rally. Okay.
Ooh, yikes.
Yes.
Was that bad?
It was almost identical. Almost identical, only they were all gold. And I was like, this whole thing is not, I'm uncomfortable here. I'm really not. I know Louisiana. I know that. Yeah. I just don't feel comfortable here. Okay. And I texted Raheel and Dell. I don't think you guys. I think it would be awkward if you two were here. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. But it was a lot of fun. It was. Hey, Washington is a great. I got the tour. My daughter took us around where she works and in Congress, and we got to see the Ways and House Committee, the Ways and Means Committee room where Trump was impeached, and we got to see that. We got to see a bunch of offices and whatnot. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Have you ever been before?
Not inside the Capitol. No,
we went
Capitol building
when we were in. I think we went. We were in high school. We used to have something called Close Up, where they take high school kids to Washington. It was pretty cool back then. It was even then it was kind of cool to see all that stuff. It was a simpler time. Everyone was less angry about and spiteful and vengeful and
The first
it was
thing,
like you went
now you, know, you go to the Capitol. The first thing you say is, okay, where did they come? Where did they attack?
Show me where the guy with the horns was.
Right. Well, Frankie works for Troy Nehls, who was on the cover of Time and Life and all these, with the gun pointed right inside of the inside of Congress. He was one of the heroes of the day, pointed a gun at them trying to break into Congress. So, I mean, he was front and center. Troy Nehls was, who's the congressman out of Sugar Land. Anyway, she works for him now.
Yeah,
so.
Don't worry. The Texas congressman.
He was a sheriff here.
Yeah, he's strapped up.
Yeah, right. And, oh, by the way, my goodness, this was the deadliest week, most lethal week for cops. The last couple of weeks have been the most deadly. Stories. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable what the heck is going on. All right, and right here in Houston, too. Congratulations, Houston. Right in the middle of that. Congrats. 713-780-3776. Anyway, that's what I learned this weekend, is how uncomfortable Mardi Gras balls can be in Washington, D.C. Did you see the window Frankie climbed through? She didn't climb through the window.
She works there.
She was working there.
Yeah, she works there.
Frankie did not climb through any window.
Ooh, climbed
actually,
through
she got locked in, and there was a guard, an armed guard outside of her door, protecting her and her congressman. At the time, she was working for August Pfluger out of Midland. Anyway, 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here and hang out with us. We learned something that I didn't know this weekend, and that was that Canada beat the U.S.
2-0.
We also haven't even touched on our Rockets. They play tonight. Golden State is here tonight. Golden State in Toyota Center tonight. The Rockets have lost three straight now. They had at Golden State, they had a chance to win Steph Curry's first ever buzzer beater.
Yep.
Yeah, was 10 days ago now, and they also got their ass handed to them by San Antonio here and by Portland here. You alluded to the fact that you don't think that Eric Gordon is going to be traded.
I think Eric Gordon. I think it could be tough just because even if you get a first round pick, I don't think that has value when you had. All those first-round picks last year, you had four first-round picks last year. Now you're responsible for four contracts that come up at the same time. You already have two this year. If you had another one, that's seven first-round contracts that you're having to pay at one time. I mean, you could also draft and stash overseas, stuff like that. But that's now seven first-round. At some point, you got to be building your team out. And so I'm not sure because the teams that would be interested in Eric Gordon are going to be playoff caliber teams. And so, and I do think Eric Gordon has trade value, but I don't know that getting a first round pick at 24 when you're already going to get the Nets somewhere around there.
What value is that? How about getting a draft pick from a good team that's already traded with a bad team and has their pick?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can get a high pick, if that happens, but I don't know that anyone wants to give you a pick in the lottery. And I think the Rockets would want to pick in the lottery. Now, Christian Wood, on the other hand, you know, he's going to want a max dollar deal. I don't think he's going to get a max dollar deal, but all it takes is one team to get a little desperate and give it to him. But that's the thing, is we already know that Christian Wood is a guy who has a lot of talent there's already some negative stuff out there in the press about him. We've already seen two or three stories where apparently, and that's not even counting being suspended by the team for behavior detrimental. So, or for not, I guess, doing what he was supposed to do. Was he a COVID protocol or no? No, he wouldn't even go into the game.
Yeah.
When going to the game when Steven Silas asked him to go into the game. So that's not exactly the best case scenario when you're trying to trade, is have a guy that has that in his background.
But you know what? Christian Wood is a pretty damn good player that actually can be a big piece.
But you got to figure out what the value is for Christian Wood.
Right.
And I think what you would look for Christian Wood is a player in exchange, because he's already, you know, he's making whatever, $14 million. So you get a player back in exchange. You probably don't take on a pick. If you wanted a pick, you'd want a lottery pick. You're probably not going to get it. And even if you do, that's another pick, once again, that you have to pay and take care of. So if they could move him, it would have, you know, it would open up a spot for Shingun to kind of step into more playing time at that same role. I think it would be a win across the board. But, you know, one of the things that I heard in talking to somebody close to the organization is that Kevin Porter Jr., for all the stuff that kind of immature and knucklehead, he's also extraordinarily tough, like the toughest guy on the team, bar none, hands down. And that's one of the things the Rockets like about him, is that Jalen, not the toughest guy in the world. And that some of the Kevin Porter Jr. stuff is kind of good for him, because he gets to be next to a guy who's got some dog tendencies in him. Wildly immature and erratic at times.
I mean, it shows up at the end of games. Look how many big shots he hits.
He's been, the narrative has swung a little bit for him, which is a good thing.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Speaking of swinging the narrative, Odell Beckham Jr.,
yeah.
Swinging the narrative. We'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Narrative right now is that car buying right now has become impossible because of the supply chain issues and lack of vehicles. And I will tell you, it has become tougher, but there's more cars being sold than like ever before. And people continue to buy because for two reasons. Number one, they're getting more trade-in value for their vehicles. If you've purchased a vehicle and you have trade-in value, you're going to find that it's worth more than you ever expected. And then the second thing is, there are people like Craig DeSurf out there who will never go above MSRP. Never. And a lot of companies out there are basically saying, oh, supply low, demand high, we're raising our numbers, and you're just going to have to pay it. That's just not the way they're ever going to do business out in Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They've got the 0% financing options on a lot of 2021 vehicles for GMC and the GMC and the Chevy side. But they've also got a standing working mode of operation where they basically are going to make sure that you are happy with your experience. They want you to be happy enough to tell the next person, because that's the way their business gets done. So whether it's the service, the selection, the price, the trade-in, they are going to get you taken care of. Do not shop for a vehicle without seeing my friends in Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You can go to the website, LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Kane is in the building.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Jaquiski Tart tweeted out, it was on him. He said, no excuses, just hopefully makes me a better person. Feel bad for him, because that's going to stick with him forever. It is still stuck with, we couldn't remember his name, but Blake Gideon. I mean, and that wasn't nearly the game that this was, as big as this is.
Nothing compared to what this is going to do for him.
And what about, so, Williams from the Saints, who missed
Marcus Williams,
who missed the tackle on Stephon Diggs.
You still remember it. This one would have sent you the Super Bowl. That would have kept you going. Too. Was that Super Bowl?
No, that was that was NFC Championship game. Right. That was huge, though.
This one's a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, doesn't get much worse than that for
Jaquiski. Because you would have gone.
Yep, you would have. They would have. There's no question he catches that ball. The entire narrative is different today. It's all Jimmy G does is win. Oh, look at that horrible throw by Matthew Stafford. He can't win. He can't win big games. I will say this. You know, he had some guys, though. He had some guys in Detroit. You know, he had some weapons that he could throw to and whatnot. Joe Burrow's team is better. But the excuse of, I can't win because I'm in Detroit. Hey, if you can go win in Cincinnati the way that Joe Burrow is winning. I mean, Joe Burrow has made all the difference in the world.
Remember when the talk was Joe didn't want to play at Cincinnati? He didn't want to play for a losing organization? This is what pisses me off about people who just quit on situations that look difficult. Is it you just aren't about that life then. If you want everything to be as easy as it can be, like that's the Bengals. You can't like Eli Manning. Oh, I'm not going to Chargers. And Chargers had some success since Eli Manning skipped out on there and Philip Rivers had some success there. Now Eli went to and won two Super Bowls with the Giants, really more because of an amazing defensive front. But he made some plays in those games. But that still gets to the point of we have such a society of people who want it super easy. Anything that looks like it could be a challenge, they don't want to take the challenge. What's the easiest? Joe Burrow, I don't know if it ever actually, they always denied that there was that anyone in Joe Burrow's family said, we don't really want him playing in Cincinnati. That started to kind of leak out, and they smashed it. Burrow and his whole family said, nope, that's not true.
Yep.
And because, look, the Bengals are a cheaper organization. It's true. It has not been run all that well. They skimp on their scouting departments. Like, everything about them it's true. I mean, there's no way around it. And I could understand why someone would say, do we really have the best chance to win?
You see how old Mike Brown is, though, now?
Yeah,
maybe,
man.
It'll change.
Ooh.
He's old.
Mike Brown, when they did the ceremony, I was like, ooh, Mike didn't talk long, and good thing. But here it is. Tough situation. They don't have an offensive line. And Joe Burrow's going to get killed. Joe Burrow's in a Super Bowl with a not very good offensive line, a below-average offensive line. He did it coming off an ACL tear, or whatever the knee injury was, and it's his second year. Like, you can win in tough situations. You don't have to just look for whatever the easiest possible scenario is all the time.
You know who was trending yesterday on Twitter?
Probably Deshaun.
Nope.
Because he usually is. Jackson.
Nope.
Mahomes.
Nope.
OBJ.
Surprisingly, it was Baker Mayfield.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay, so the number one overall pick in the same division as Joe Burrow, Odell Beckham Jr. thriving where he couldn't thrive in Cleveland, and the thought was it's all on OBJ. They're better without OBJ. Well, the Rams aren't better without OBJ. OBJ has been a big he has made a big impact on this team. But according to reports, he's beloved by his teammates there. He's beloved by his teammates.
Really?
Yeah. According to reports, they really love him as a guy, as a teammate. Is there anybody? Now, we have seen some guys really do a 180. John Gruden with his brand. Who else? The quarterback from Oklahoma who just transferred to South Carolina. He, a 180 on his brand because he was supposed to be the number one overall pick.
Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, Spencer Rattler. OBJ is doing a... Is OBJ doing a 180 on his brand? Because it was, a selfish player. You can't win with that guy.
I don't think he's... I don't know if he's doing a 180. I mean, he built up a lot of cachet, bad cachet, with his time in New York, petulant child, petulant in Cleveland. Although I will say, you didn't hear a lot of... He wasn't really trashed. Like, he did a lot of selfish stuff, wearing his watch, where if he couldn't wear his $300,000 watch on the field, like, the league is... You know, he did a lot of stuff like that. I didn't hear him killed by teammates, necessarily. I do think he was a little bit tough on Baker, because Baker did play better when he wasn't in the lineup than when he was. And that's not to say Baker's a good quarterback. That's what the facts will tell you. The data's out there. he played better when Odell wasn't in the lineup. Odell had a run of not being great for a little while. Didn't look like he could separate very well, but I tell you what, it's really been eye-opening. At first, when he got there to the Rams, wasn't really sure he was going to make a huge difference. I don't know that he would have. You know, Odell might have been a distraction if Robert Woods was still there, if he was demanding, hey, I got to get the ball, I got to get the ball. Cooper Kupp's going to get a billion targets. That's what Matt Stafford do. If he's got Megatron and that's his guy, he's going to target him about 250 times. His new Megatron is Cooper Kupp. He targets him. But Robert Woods is going
the exact opposite of Megatron.
I know.
Yeah.
Different guy, but you're going to get all the targets. But Robert Woods being out really opened the door for Odell to get more targets. And maybe, because I'm not sure that he would have been real happy there if Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp and then to a lesser extent Tyler Higbee are getting most of the, like, would Matthew Stafford try to force it?
I don't think there's any chance that they even go after Odell if Robert Woods
wasn't. No, that's true. That's
injured.
Not true. Robert Woods got hurt after they traded for him.
It was like a day or two right after. Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, they had already. It was just fortuitous because at the time it looked like, why are they adding Odell Beckham Jr. to this team? You know, like that could be volatile. And then Robert Woods went down with an injury. I think it was that practice. And now Odell Beckham stepped into a targeted role, which ended up being really good for him. And, you know, to his credit, I'm not an Odell fan. I think he's a selfish guy, and I'm not sure that he's great for your team long term. But the guy's played well.
He's played really well.
I got to be fair and accurate about it. He has been a good player for them. He's gotten open. He looks like a good receiver for them.
Well, we got a coach that coached him. That's listening, and he said he was a good kid. He just needed to grow up, needed to mature. And maybe he has. And maybe, you know, not getting the ball and his antics on the sidelines in New York. But apparently, according to his teammates in L.A. and according to his coach here, the coach him in college, he was a good kid, just needed to grow up. And you know what? A lot of you people do need that. I mean, you know, not me so much. I didn't need it so much, but I'm talking about other people.
But some of you need to.
Yeah, some of you people need that. You
some
need to
mature
all. And grow up as opposed to, you know, other people who,
right.
It doesn't take as much time. Odell, it took a little bit of time.
Sure.
Yeah. No. 828, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Joey wants to talk about Joe Burrow on the other side, but of course he does. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. You got some solutions, Lance? Go Solutions?
How about your friends over at TGS Insurance? You text the word money to 232323. And this is what you have an opportunity to do. You have an opportunity to shop for your homeowner's insurance, but you do it just through one text message. By texting the word money to 232323, it starts the process of TGS Insurance going through a variety of A-rated insurance companies. And they look at all of your, they look at what you're paying right now for your insurance company. And then, I mean, yeah, for your homeowner's insurance, they find you competitive rates and they give you the opportunity to maintain A-rated insurance, but at a much more affordable rate. And that money goes back in your pocket. And if you've already paid for your homeowner's insurance, you prepaid, did you know you can cancel anytime? This isn't like cell phones or energy companies. You can literally cancel and they will send you your prorated amount back to you. So you can make the switch back over to something more affordable. A-rated insurance at much more competitive rates. That's TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money to 232323.
Get know when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Get know when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I hadn't seen this before, but the New York Post put out, you know who that is? Do you have any idea who that is?
No, I don't know who that
Olivia
is.
Olivia Holzmacher.
Oh, that's Olivia. Okay.
Yeah.
She scored.
What is she famous for?
She was one of the defensemen for the women's national team.
Nope. She's Joe Burrow's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But okay. I actually thought about that because I was glad. I'm sorry. I just don't want to see.
Here comes.
I don't want to see.
Here comes
Patrick Mahomes' fiance or his brother. I just don't.
No, I think you speak for the nation.
I just don't.
I think you speak. This is the one time we'll let you speak for the nation.
Yeah.
I mean, typically, you don't get to speak for the nation.
And you know what? You know what? We didn't know. You know what I like about Joe? We didn't even know he had a girlfriend. Really, pretty. I mean, that's been a pretty secretive. And she's a very attractive young lady. Good for them.
Does she have a TikTok?
She's actually not been, you know, spraying champagne on people or doing TikTok dances or
unless
anything.
Unless she has TikTok, I'm not interested.
I don't know. Well, I guess it's a longtime girlfriend now. And you know what? We didn't even know her.
Ooh, that's going to be tough on her now.
Why is it going to be tough on her? Because she's Joe's girlfriend?
It's been that long-term girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
You better try to catch that ring.
I'm telling you.
You better catch.
His new name is.
He's not married.
His first name is, oh my God. It's Joe Burrow. That's his new name.
You better go for that ring. Get that ring quick.
Yep. Go get it, Joe.
No, her.
Oh, no. Her. No. If you see her, she's very pretty. Joe?
That's great. That's great. I'm glad she is. I'm just telling you, for her sake, she better hope there's some plans like Joe pulls a Carlos Correa and proposes at the Super Bowl.
She looks like an Italian girl. I like her.
Okay.
She got a little
that last name doesn't sound Italian.
Paul Smocker? No. But she looks like I think she went to Ohio. Did she go to Ohio State? I think so. That's why.
She's a Midwestern girl.
And now, but then she came down to LSU. She's there at the games. Can't blame her. All right. Oh my God, it's Joe Burrow.
She needs to get a ring on that hand pretty quick before this thing gets out of control.
I'm just saying. Joe's living his best life right now, and here you go.
No, is he living his best life?
Yeah.
With his longtime girlfriend?
Yeah.
You know, that's what you consider his best life?
He's living a great life. Leave Joe alone. Joe's doing now.
What I'm telling you is
Are you trying to Ricky Fowler her?
No, this
are you,
is what
I'm doing.
This is what I'm telling you. His life is about to potentially get a whole lot better. Okay, look. I'll put this in draft parlance. When I'm watching offensive linemen, you got to beat someone to the spot, right? In zone blocking,
right?
You got to beat someone to the spot so you can get the cutoff block. She is an offensive lineman right now going up against the defensive line with a series of three techniques that are very quick.
She's up against Aaron Donald.
She better get that reach block cut off quick before Aaron Donald can get into the pocket. You understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
You got to get to the spot first before Aaron Donald gets there. Because there's a lot of Aaron Donalds on Instagram waiting to try to slide into the DMs. You got to get to the spot. Beat Aaron Donald to the spot with that ring. Like, Joe, we really got to take this to the next level, like now, before you win a Super Bowl. I'm secretly cheering for a loss if I'm hurt. Yeah,
Joe's in L.A. for the next 2 weeks.
Now in Cincinnati.
Sorry.
Now, listen, that girl's...
She's fine.
You're
He's
right.
going
in
to L.A.
Cincinnati,
for 2 weeks
everything's
now.
Everything's fine.
He's going to L.A. for 2 weeks now.
This is what she needs to hope that Paul Brown says, or that Mike Brown says, that's too expensive. Those L.A. hotels are way too expensive. We're going the week of the game. We're not spending anything extra. Keep Joe out of California as long as possible. It was already tricky enough. You had to move down to Louisiana. There's no choice.
Yep.
Because that's already Baton Rouge.
They got pretty girls at LSU, bro.
There's some stuff rolling around. Yeah.
But she survived that.
I'm just trying to be real.
She was out there.
No, she's out there like, boom.
Boom.
You know, get that hand. Boom. Independent hands. Boom, boom. 1-2.
Yeah.
Steer, you know, you got to catch them right there outside pad. Steer them back inside. Get the hips and hands working together. And keep them up out of Joe's DMs.
Uh-oh.
Which was not a problem in 18. 19, it got trickier.
Uh-oh. Major winter storm, Cincinnati, with sleet, snow, and rain. And you know what it's called? It's called Joe Burrow. That's the storm that hit Cincinnati. Joey wants to talk about Joe Burrow. What do you say, Joey? How are you?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? I say y'all are hilarious before I get to this.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I just want to say there is only one thing more icy than Joe Burrow, and that is a can of Cool and Refreshing Coors Light. Love y'all.
Oh, he just intentionally just gave you a Coors Light bump.
Well, he had to drop it because he dropped an F-bomb in between them.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
You didn't hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I heard it, but I'm like, surely he didn't say that.
Well,
he
did. That's how I always refer to Coors Light.
Did you co-sign the rest of it?
I co-signed all of it. It didn't bother me a bit that he dropped an F-bomb in the middle of that Coors Light commercial. Okay? That's fine with it. It didn't bother me a bit. So, look at Cincinnati's having a major storm here. Time for Coors Lights. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Time for Coors Lights there in Cincinnati. You're going to have a major storm. 713, try not to drop F-bombs on the show.
Try, just try.
I mean, I know it's you feel comfortable and everything talking on the show, but that's a little too comfortable. Save the F-bombs for after the show when you see us out and about. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's double fine. You can shoot double rods at us and everything else. What are you making of this Tom Brady retirement?
I can't believe we're just getting to it.
I know.
So Tom Brady, it came out he was retiring. But he didn't say it. It came out that he was retiring. Everyone ran with it. When you hear what he said, I believe he's retiring. And I felt like after I heard what he said about his family, to me, that I thought it was a lock he was going to retire. So I thought, okay, this is the deal. So I reached out to Bruce Arians and texted about coming on the show. I'll pull up exactly what he says. So I reached out to Arians because I wanted to try to get him on the show. Figured it was maybe a little bit of a long shot, but I have his number. He coached with my dad, obviously, and in two different places. And Bruce Arians says, I said, Coach, want to see about getting you on the show to talk about Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger retiring, blah, 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 what they meant to you and your career, yada, yada, right? It would be a good conversation. Ben and Tom both retiring. Bruce Arians, coach of both of them. If he does, he hadn't told me yet. Now, this is at 1:49 p.m. This is before Bruce said that publicly. And I'm like, well, I guess you can't really comment on just reports and speculation until you hear directly from the man himself. If you do or when you do, I'd love to still have you on since you have a unique perspective about the quarterbacks. You bet. Said, I appreciate it, Coach. Fist bump beer. Emojis. Mm-hmm. Coming back. As in cheers. So when Bruce said that, I thought, okay, well, Tom must... first thing I thought was, I hope I'm not springing this on Bruce Arians, which I might have been at the time. I don't know. Because Bruce ended up saying the same thing nationally that Tom didn't tell the team. My guess is what happened was this leaked out accidentally, and everyone ran with it. It got to the Bucks, and I think
it's an erroneous report.
Could be an erroneous report, but I think what's going to end up happening is he'll shut it down. But Tom wanted to do it. You know, he didn't get a chance to talk to the Bucks. If this is the case, then he wouldn't have had a chance to talk to the Bucks, tell his teammates, tell his coaches, you know what I mean? Like, that's not the way that Tom would probably want to operate. So my guess is his timeline just got screwed up because of everyone's race to be the first to report stuff. Someone got something, they reported it, and Tom didn't want it out when it got out. And so I think he's still going to retire, but he'll do it. He'll have an official retirement announcement. That's what I think is going to happen. Now, it could be – now, his dad tried to shoot down the report a little bit.
Yeah.
It could be erroneous.
His dad
could,
shot it down, and he kind of gave a
– but he didn't shut it down.
He didn't shut it down.
So he could – that's why I think it's going to happen. He just doesn't want to give you the chance to be right with it. I think he'll shut it down. But the only other option is he comes back and plays for Tampa next year.
Right. Well, right.
What odds do you think are either way? I'd say retirement minus 300 – plays for Bucks plus 200.
I think it's still too early. I think that there's a chance he, you know, right now he's in a bad place after a long season and he's hurt.
What would the line be? I'm saying Tom Brady will not play is minus 6.5. If it were a line.
Oh, really? That's a big number.
Yeah. I don't think
6.5 to 1?
I think Schefter had this too. Schefty is not a big swing and miss guy.
No, he's not a big swing and miss guy. He may have, but there was a lot of confusion out there.
What's that?
It was him and another guy. It was a collaboration.
Yeah.
I can't remember the guy. I'd have to pull it up.
It wasn't Jeremy Fowler, was it? Jeff Darlington, maybe? Yeah. They don't miss a whole lot.
No.
That's why I got to make it a big favorite that Tom's not coming back.
I think that's too
big
a favorite.
And with everything he said, you know, to me, you got to make that about, we're basically talking Chiefs versus Bengals, minus 7. You know, Chiefs had an 18-point lead against the Bengals. They kind of, and if they don't go on a total, if Pat Mahomes doesn't go on a total tank.
Well, but they weren't 6.5-1 favorites.
No.
They were six.
Minus, I'm just saying, if it were a point spread.
Oh.
It would feel about the same as.
Oh.
Yeah, it would feel about the same as Kansas City.
Okay, Tom Brady retiring, you'll probably get that on my bookie. It's probably retires is the 2-1 favorite.
Because -7 is like a -300 money line is the equivalent of a line. So that's why I just threw a point spread out there.
Yeah,
I don't think Tom Brady plays again. I think it's still one thing that was discussed. You know, I listened to some guys get all upset. One guy specifically in the weekend, like, I still don't understand why Tom would do this when he still got good football. It's not your life, bro.
Mm-mm.
This guy's been playing for years and years. He's got a wife. He's got kids. Like, it feels selfish for people to make a comment like, why would Tom Brady, why would he go out now when he still can play? Wouldn't it be so much better if he played until the very end like Ben Roethlisberger and ruined what you thought, you know, your memories of him? No, that's not actually great.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not great to stay in there until you're Ben Roethlisberger. It's actually bad on the organization, and it's really kind of just, it's not great for you either. I think now would be a great time for Tom Brady to shut it down.
Yeah, he's on top of his game. It depends on what he wants to do with his family.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all.
It's his choice.
It's his life.
Guys put his
Why
time
should
in.
Anybody be care what Tom Brady wants
so
to do with
much
his life?
Left in the tank, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I heard, and I'm just thinking, man, this guy's been in the league. Well, he's in his 40s.
Listen, they could backfire on ESPN because there were later reports that Brady told the Bucks he's still not sure what he's going to do. And, by the way, Brady's wellness company, TB12, deleted a tweet celebrating his career after the ESPN news broke, as did wide receiver Mike Evans.
Probably has to. By Tom also. But might be
well,
the other
if,
way.
If, he, if Tom Brady said, hey,
maybe Tom
take
hasn't,
that down, I don't know that I'm retiring.
Maybe Tom hasn't figured.
That's a good indication
yeah.
that maybe he's not sure what he's going to do and could well still do it. All right, 713-780-3776, 844 on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking right now about Chastain Ford. And getting those vehicles, you know, Lance mentioned a little while ago, oh, with the computer chips and the lack of people and employees and the assembly lines in Detroit and everything else that's going on, you can still get that Ford car or truck from Chastain Ford exactly how you want it. And it might even be a better time to buy the car because here's the deal is you are still getting your rebates from Chastain Ford. The other dealerships are holding them back. Not Chastain Ford. They are actually still giving you those. The other dealerships are actually charging you $5,000 more just to order that car for you. You know what that deal? You know what you never do ever again is go to that dealership. If they want to charge you a $5,000 fee or a $10,000 fee just to order your car, don't ever go back there again because that'll never happen at Chastain Ford. What's happening at Chastain Ford is not only are they not doing that, they're also giving you rebates that the other dealers aren't and that are, the other dealerships are holding back. But Chastain Ford wants you to get that customized Ford car or truck the way that you want it every single time with no dealer add-ons and at the price and the weekly and the monthly payments, rather, that you need to have. So if you're looking for the best place to buy that Ford car or truck, there's one place to go. And that's to see my peeps over at Chastain Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, or you can do it all online at ChastainFord.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
The godfather of Houston sports radio. The preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, here's some interesting takes about, okay, the lines of scrimmage. Rams versus Bengals. The Rams have the edge on both sides. The Bengals' defensive line is pretty good, and DJ Reader has been really, really, really good. Hendrickson.
Who didn't know that? Who didn't know DJ was going to be really good?
Yeah. But on both sides of the ball, truth be told, the Rams have a big edge. A big edge. maybe the Rams offensive line and
I think both
the
Bengals lines,
defensive line is tighter.
I think both
is much tighter.
Yeah, I think the pass rush for both defensive units are going to be a problem. I mean, obviously, it's a big Bengals versus Rams is a huge problem, but Ram and Joe Mixon's going to have to run the ball well. And you know what? You can run the ball a little bit against the Rams. I think kind of what happened is what I expected to happen with the Rams, where they did a better job of focusing on the run and forcing Jimmy Garoppolo to beat him, and Jimmy can't beat the Rams. Against Joe Burrow, they're going to have to play back, play off. I think they're going to have a chance to run the ball. And they can run the ball a little bit. The Bengals can. So
yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if Joe Burrow is maybe a little less of an impact on winning here and maybe more so on Joe Mixon may be the real
key. Maybe here's the deal. Is the fear of Joe Burrow
and
will
Chase.
Open up the and Chase will open up the run game.
I think it's going to.
Now, this one is Burrow versus the Rams defense's strength on strength. Yeah. Listen, the Rams defensive backs, one of the NFL's toughest pass defenses. The Rams ranked third against the pass, according to Football Outsiders. So they can definitely. And here's the deal: is they don't play man. They played the most zone coverage. The Rams play the most zone coverage in the NFL. Mm. And so Jalen Ramsey and Ja'Marr Chase is not a matchup you'll probably see all that often. That's more than likely.
Well, they were traveling yesterday. I'll bet you see it the whole game. I'll bet you they play man on him a ton. And here's why. Ja'Marr Chase cannot beat you, so you put best on best. You're going to have to go best on best. It's just like with D-Hop. Maybe not the whole game, but I'll bet you he travels with him much of the game. Because I saw in some tougher reps, he ended up matching up against Kittle when he was split wide and with Deebo Samuel from the slot. So I do think that they will. I do think he's going to catch a lot of them. And but here's the thing with Burrow. He'll go to Higgins. He'll go to Boyd. Uzuma out. That one kind of hurts a little bit for Cincinnati. With C.J. Uzuma getting hurt yesterday in that game, that's kind of a big deal. But I'm telling you, do not sleep on Mixon. Now, Mixon's been quiet here during the playoffs, but you can't just throw the ball. You can't let the Rams pin their ears back, or Joe's going to get slaughtered.
No. And, well, here's the deal.
Is that number too low, the Rams 3.5?
I kind of like
it. It's at home. I'm sorry. There is no home court. There is no home field. Have you ever in your life seen a game like that? I've never in my life that I recall. Lamont said it there was like that for Texans Titans. That in 06 with Vince here, there is some truth in that.
There is some.
I've never seen, though, a stadium just watching on TV where it was that loud both teams couldn't hear.
That loud? The 49ers had more fans in the end zone than the Rams did. It was unbelievable how many red jerseys they had.
I know, but then the 49ers couldn't hear at one point also. And Jimmy took, I've never seen both teams have to use a silent count.
Right.
Both teams used a silent count. And to me, it had the vibe of like a high school, now granted, in a much larger scale, but where two teams, two crosstown rivals who hated each other, were in one stadium together. And it's super loud. I've been to Texas, Oklahoma plenty of times. Where it's half, it's half and half, and it's loud all the time. That's got some of the same vibes, but this was even felt like it was way louder.
Crazy. No. I was listening on the radio on the way back the first quarter, and when San Francisco did anything, I told my wife, I said, it sounds like they're playing in San Francisco. It is unbelievable how loud they were.
Right.
Blitzing Stafford is a terrible idea. Now the good news for the Bengals is they're not a blitz. They only rush five or more 18.2% of the time. Yeah, this year.
The Bengals,
They don't blitz.
No.
They don't blitz. So, but it's a bad idea against Stafford anyway. And blitzing Joe Burrow is also a terrible idea. Joe against the blitz has been very successful. Now the Rams do blitz more, 28.3% of the time, ninth highest rate in the NFL. And playing man coverage against either quarterback, not a good idea. The Rams have played the second lowest percentage of man coverage in the NFL. They're the second, or not the first, but the second lowest percentage of man coverage. So you can fully expect the Rams. They're not going to change that up. They're going to be a predominantly zone team in this football game.
Right.
Now, you do have two receivers who can take over a game. Ja'Marr Chase and Cooper Kupp I don't know that. I don't know that we've seen.
Oh, sure.
We so are. Dominant. Yeah, I guess. Because
Chase's is not as consistent. Cup is a consistent level of
killer.
The way he runs his routes, I remember writing him up, and he's very unorthodox. It's a very, you know, a lot of route runners are very linear. They stay in a line. They run this way and then this way. Cooper Kupp is wide, and he's giving you head fakes like this the whole time. He's shaking his head, and then all of a sudden, like, I've never seen somebody run a route like he does. He runs, his hands are like this, his head shaking back and forth as he runs up to you, but he doesn't really change speeds. Like, his speed stays the same when he cuts, which is why he gets open so much.
That slant, and that was against the blitz, too, and it was against man, and it was against the blitz. That slant that Stafford threw him that went for 25 yards was a game breaker. A game breaker. And that's just a 7-8 yard route down the field that his yards after catch are ridiculous.
He's so ridiculous. Tough. He's a tough, tough runner. Now remember, they both tight ends, I don't know what Higbee's injury. I haven't seen if there's a have you seen
no, but Blanton stepped up.
Blaine did step up, but if no Uzuma and no Higbee, there's two weapons.
Uzuma says he's playing no matter what. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
He couldn't even, his foot couldn't even touch the ground. He was.
Well, okay. He said he's playing, but
listen,
we'll see.
CJ, Dr. Latif is, Nuruddin is not there, and I can tell you, just as someone who is an expert in ankle injuries.
You're not an expert in ankle injuries. Achilles just had problems, one, that's all.
You are not going to be able to make it
you're
back.
You're an expert in not being able to step over
he
a curb.
He is not going to be able to make it back.
Okay.
I can tell you from personal
you
experience.
You don't know. You can't diagnose him.
It'd be the most incredible comeback in
of
history.
Miles away when you just can't walk over
can
a curb.
It off the
and now you're going back to the scene of the crime where this happened. All right. Mobile. Tomorrow, Lance is going to Mobile. Some questions and some quarterback questions on the other side right here of what we're going to see in Mobile from these guys. But right now, my bookie. There will be props on which quarterback will be taken first, on what number that quarterback will be taken. If there is something going on, and it could be entertainment, it could be religion, it could be politics. It doesn't have to be sports. You can bet on so many things on MyBookie. It is ridiculous. It's unbelievable, all the odds that you get. And by the way, the big game is coming, and you want live in-game betting? It is awesome. And you can get that. You got that. Of course you got that. And you got all the props that you could possibly want as well. If you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, it's MyBookie. This is a great time to jump on. You got the NCAA tournament coming up, which you want to bet on. You got the big game that's coming up, which you want to bet on. All of these things are happening right now, right in front of your face. MyBookie.ag. Promo code BET975. MyBookie.ag.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.